Hi, everyone. I'm Craig Orndorff. Welcome to Seems Like Old Times, the show where we listen to the memories. Happy weekend, everybody. Glad to have you here for another edition of the show that features some of the greatest music of all time. Hope everything's fine with you, and we'll try to make it that much better with some great songs and singers and maybe a big band or two. Well, coming up today, our musical theme is day songs. In the past, we've featured songs about the nighttime, but what about when the sun's out? Or just a standard 24-hour period? Well, we're going to do that on this episode, Day Songs in the Showcase. And of course, we'll have the countdown, and today we'll have the hits from the second week of June in 1957. Well, we're ready to embark on this journey, so away we go.
Seems like old times, being here with you.
And we're off and running on today's Seems Like Old Times. And we begin on the Billboard charts from this weekend, 1957. And kicking things off at number 25, it's Andy Williams.
Honey, babe. Ooh, honey, babe. Honey, babe, I like your kind of love.
That's good, baby, that's good.
Honey, babe, I like the way that you walk by. I like the way you swing your eye. I like your kind of love.
That's good, baby, that's good.
Every night I like the way you beg for more and linger there outside the door. I like your kind of love.
That's good, baby, that's good.
Well, 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 ain't it swell? Can't reveal how I feel. No one else could ever thrill me like you do. You make my every dream come true. I like your kind of love.
That's good, baby, that's good.
Honey, babe. Ooh, honey, babe. Honey, babe, I like you kind of love.
That's good, baby, that's good.
Honey, babe, I like the way you wear your clothes. My love for you just grows and grows. I like your kind of love, honey, you know I do. When you're near, you don't know what you do to me. And that's the way it ought to be. I like your kind of love, honey, you know I do. Don't you know I love you so? Can't you see that you're for me? Honey, babe, I like the way you hold my hand to make me know you understand. I like your kind of love, honey, you know I do. Honey, babe, ooh, honey, babe. Honey, babe, I like you kind of love.
That's good, baby, that's good.
Ooh, honey, babe, I like you kind of love.
That's good, baby, that's good.
That's Andy Williams at number 25 this weekend. I like your kind of love. Helping on the vocals, Peggy Powers, and the Archie Blyer Orchestra backing them up. I was on its way up to number 8, his third top 10. The time machine has taken us back 69 years to June of 1957. And the President of the United States is Dwight Eisenhower. Richard Nixon is the VP, and the population is just under 172 million. And explosions have been going off all over the world over the last couple of weeks. The U.S. is conducting A-bomb tests in Nevada. The Brits unleashed an H-bomb on Christmas Island in the Pacific. And coming up this Tuesday, the first test of the Atlas Intercontinental Missile at Cape Canaveral. The rocket engines lose thrust about 25 seconds into the flight and would be intentionally destroyed. Meanwhile, U.S. diplomat Harold Stassen has been in London and Paris to negotiate some sort of agreement with the Russians on disarmament. There were still some notable dangers abroad. One was that a new deal might set a trend toward coexistence in Europe, such as accepting the division of Germany, and that Russian conquest of its satellites would be deemed a finality. But the Western world trusted President Eisenhower not to get bogged down in communist traps. Ike told congressional leaders last week, the best way the U.S. can negotiate with the Russians is from strength, adding flatly that this is therefore the worst possible time to cut the defense budget. We're living in an atomic world here in June of 1957, and we're also living in the music world of Pat Boone. He's at number 23 this week with Bernadine.
Oh, eternity. Oh, whoa, whoa, Bernadine. I can tell by the dimple in your chin, you're in beautiful shape for the shape you're in. And I'm in shape for Bernadine. Oh, Bernadine. Oh, whoa, whoa, Bernadine. When you wander into my dreams at night, your remarkable form is a pure delight. I go, go, go for Bernadine. Bernadine, whoa, Bernadine. You're a little bit like every girl I've ever seen. All your separate parts are not unknown, but the way you assemble them's all your own. All yours and mine, dear Bernadine. Oh, Bernadine. Oh, whoa, whoa, Bernadine. Say you wait for me out by the rocket base, and we both blast off into outer space. And oh, oh, whoa, whoa, Bernadine. Bernadine. Whoa, Bernadine. Come away with me now in my rocket propel machine. We'll come home by the way of a driving spa, just a little this side of Shangri-La. And there I'll stay with Bernadine. There I'll stay with Bernadine.
That's Pat Boone and Bernadine. At number 23 this week, that was a flip side hit, but it was a movie title song starring Pat and Janet Gaynor. That would climb to number 14, his fifth top 40 hit of the year so far. And we'll have the A side of the disc a little bit later on. But right now, here's a bonus record from this week in 57. A little further down the survey was Harry Belafonte.
Coconuts, 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 coconuts.
Coconut woman is calling out, and every day you can hear her shout. Coconut woman is calling out, and every day you can hear her shout. Get your coconut water, man, it's good for your daughter. Coca got a lot of iron, make you strong like a lion. A lady tell me the other day, no one can take a sweet man away. I asked her what was the mystery. She said coconut water and a rice curry. You can cook it in a pot, you can serve it very hot. Coca got a lot of iron, make you strong like a lion. Coca. Coconut woman says you'll agree, coconut make very nice candy. The thing that's best if you're feeling glum is coconut water with a little rum. It could make you very tipsy, make you feel like a gypsy. Coca got a lot of iron, make you strong like a lion. Coconut woman is calling out, and every day you can hear her shout. Coconut woman is calling out, and every day you can hear her shout. Get your coconut water, man, it's good for your daughter. Get your coconut candy, make you feel very dandy. Coca, 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 coca. Coconut.
1956, Harry Belafonte hit it big with his album Calypso. Well, Coconut Woman was from his follow-up LP, Belafonte Sings of the Caribbean. Coconut Woman was at number 62 on the survey this weekend, heading up to number 25. We're listening to the memories from June of 1957 for This Seems Like Old Times. We're back on Seems Like Old Times, where it's June of 1957, when we were enjoying the romantic stylings of this newcomer. It's San Francisco native Johnny Mathis, and he's at number 20.
It's not for me to say you love me. It's not for me to say you'll always care. Oh, but here for the moment I can hold you fast and press your lips to mine and dream that love as far as I can see. This is heaven. And speaking just for me, it's ours to share. Perhaps the glow of love will grow with every passing day, or we may never meet again, but then it's not for me to say. Just for me, it's ours to share. Perhaps the glow of love will grow with every passing day, or we may never meet again. It's not for me to say.
That's 21-year-old Johnny Mathis, It's Not For Me To Say, with the Ray Conniff Orchestra. That was at number 20 this week, and moving up. And it was the follow-up to Wonderful Wonderful, which cracked the top 15, but this record was heading up to number 5 and would be his first million seller. The song was featured in the film Lizzie, starring Eleanor Powell. Well, we'll talk movies a little later, but now it's television. And on May 6th, the final episode of I Love Lucy. It ran for 6 years, finishing number 1 in the ratings for 4 of those years, including this season. And it would continue running on CBS for the next 3 years. They would rerun 13 one-hour specials. Well, CBS had the top 8 shows. After Lucy, it was Ed Sullivan, General Electric Theater, $64,000 Question, and December Bride, the top 5. Well, it's been an ongoing soap opera at NBC with their Tonight Show. In January, Steve Allen made his final appearance. He was replaced by Jack Lasculli, and the format was changed to be more like the Today Show. Well, that was a flop, and currently Al Jazbo Collins is holding down the fort, but NBC's all ready to replace him with Jack Parr and turn the format back to talk and variety. Well, it's summertime, so we have replacement shows. On CBS One News Show, this is how it was written up in Time Magazine, a live comedy variety spot for young Dick Van Dyke, an Orson Bean-ish kind of comic who earlier served on To Tell the Truth. Now in I Love Lucy's spot are those Whiting girls, singers Margaret and Barbara. And last summer's big hit was Vic Damone. He returns in Arthur Godfrey's Wednesday Night spot. And wouldn't you know, he just happens to have a record on the charts this week, Do I Love You?
Wonderful, yeah. Do I love you because you're beautiful? Or are you beautiful because I love you? Am I making believe I see in you a girl too lovely to be really true? Because you're wonderful, or are you wonderful because I want you? Are you the sweet invention of a lover's dream, or are you really as beautiful as you say? Or are you wonderful because I want you? Are you the sweet invention of a lover's dream? Or are you really as beautiful?
Minor hit for Vic Damone here in June of 1957, Do I Love You? Because You're Beautiful, with the Marty Manning Orchestra, a Rodgers and Hammerstein tune from Cinderella. It peaked at number 62 for Vic, who was just days away from his 29th birthday in 1957. He was born in Brooklyn, Vito Rocco Farinola. Well, let's get back on the path to number one here in 1957 as we crack the top 20. Here's Patti Page.
If you're fond of sand dunes and salty air, quaint little villages here and there,
you're sure
to fall in love with old Cape Cod.
Old Cape Cod, that old Cape Cod.
If you like the taste of a lobster stew served by a window with an ocean view,
You're sure
to fall in love with old Cape Cod. Winding roads that seem to beckon you, miles of green beneath the skies of blue, church bells chiming on a Sunday morn remind you of the town where you were born.
If you spend an evening you want to stay, watching the moonlight on Cape Cod Bay,
you're sure to fall in love with old Cape Cod. Oh, if you spend an evening, you'll want to stay
on Cape Cod Bay,
watching the moonlight on Cape Cod Bay. You're sure to fall in love with old Cape Cod. You're sure to fall in love. You're sure to fall in love with old Cape
sky.
At number 19 this weekend, 1957, 29-year-old Patti Page and Old Cape Cod, accompanied by Vic Schoen's orchestra. That was moving up to a peak of number 3. And while she still had plenty of hits yet to come, that would be her last top 5 record. We're listening to the memories of June of 57 on Today Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, we have a musical theme of day songs. Recently, I was browsing through some previous themes and realized that we had done night songs a couple of times, but we had never done songs about the day. So that's what we are doing today. And we get started with the Artie Shaw Orchestra featuring Helen Forrest, Day In, Day Out.
It's a lovely day to be caught in the rain. You were going on your way, now you gotta remain.
Just as you were going, leaving me all at sea, the clouds broke, they broke, and oh,
I can see the sun up high, though we're caught in the storm.
I can see where you and I could be cozy and warm.
Let the rain pitter-patter, but it really doesn't matter if the skies are gray.
Long as I can be with you, it's a lovely day.
Isn't this a lovely day to be caught in the rain?
I was going on my way, now I've got to remain.
Just as you were going, leaving me all a fuss.
The clouds broke, they broke, and
oh, what a break for us.
I can see the sun up high, though we're caught in a storm.
I can see where you and I could be cozy and warm.
Let the rain pitter-patter, but it really doesn't matter if the skies are gray. Long as I can be with you, it's a lovely day.
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 There's Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney. Isn't it a lovely day? That was from a radio show from April of 1962. And they were accompanied by the Buddy Cole Trio. And before that, we began with Day In, Day Out, Artie Shaw and the Orchestra, featuring Helen Forrest from 1939. We have Day Songs in the showcase today, and next up is one of our Performing Now artists. This is Connie Evingson.
Well, it's a good day for singing a song, and it's a good day for moving along. A good day, how could anything be wrong? A good day from morning to night. Well, it's a good day for shining your shoes, and it's a good day for losing the blues. Everything to gain, nothing to lose. A good day from morning to night. I said to the sun, the morning sun, rise and shine today. It's a good day from morning to night.
Day, I'm falling more seems to grow. There isn't any end to my devotion. It's deeper, dear, by far than any ocean. I find that day by day so come what may, I want you to know I'm yours alone, and I'm in love to stay as we go through the years, day by day. I find that day by day you're making all my dreams come true. So come what may, I want you to know. I'm yours alone, and I'm in love to stay as we go through the years.
Day by Day, those are the Four Aces with the Jack Plice Orchestra. They made that record in 1957, matching up with our countdown today. And before that, we had Minnesota native Connie Evingson, It's a Good Day. That came from her 1999 album, Fever, a tribute to Peggy Lee. And that had solos from Dave Carr on tenor sax and Ruben Ristrom on guitar. We're celebrating day songs for This Seems Like Old Times. It's the second weekend of June 1957 on today's Seems Like Old Times.
Once upon a time, not very long ago, quite recently in fact, there was a little girl, an ordinary little girl who was quite beautiful. Like all ordinary little girls, she couldn't wait to grow up. As time went by, she met an ordinary handsome boy. They fell in love, were married, and they lived happily ever after. In real life, however, a girl has to work at living happily ever after. First off, our heroine decided to stay beautiful, slim, and attractive. Well, she still is beautiful, slim, and attractive. No wonder, since she sensibly follows the modern trend toward lighter diet. And today's Pepsi-Cola goes along. Never heavy or too sweet, it refreshes without filling. So whenever the occasion calls for the modern light refreshment, so does our heroine. Have a Pepsi. And on this light modern note, our story ends.
Ah, Pepsi, that's the secret to staying thin and attractive here in 1957. That's good to know. Hey, let's get back to the countdown from this weekend 69 years ago. Holding spot number 12 was Jim Reeves, Four Walls.
Out where the bright lights are glowing, drawn like a moth to a flame. You laugh while the wine's overflowing, while I sit and whisper your name. Four walls to hear me, four walls to see, four walls to hear me closing.
Sometimes I ask why I'm waiting, but my woes have nothing to say. I'm made for love, not for hating. So here, where you left me, I'll stay. One night with you is like heaven. And so, while I'm walking the floor, I listen for steps in the hallway and wait for your knock on my door. Four walls to hear me, four walls to see, four walls to hear me closing in on me, closing in on me.
During his early years, Jim Reeves had more of a traditional country and western sound. Louder, a little more of an aggressive style, in a higher register, typical of his East Texas background. But he wanted to sing his way, which was deeper, more baritone, and more intimate. And that change became official in 1957, when he discovered the song Four Walls on the desk of Chad Atkins. Now, the famed producer wanted a female vocalist for the tune, but Jim insisted on doing it. And after hearing Reeves put down the vocal track, Atkins was on board. He endorsed the new sounds over the protests of the suits at RCA. And accompanying the rich voice of Jim Reeves was Atkins on guitar, Floyd Kramer piano, Bob Moore bass, Ferris Corsi on drums, and the backing vocals from the Jordanaires. Four Walls was at its peak of number 12 on the pop chart this week in 57, and it was in progress of an 8-week run on top of the country music disc jockey chart. Well, now it's time to catch a show. We're off to Broadway and see what was playing on stage this weekend in 1957. The best play of the year, Eugene O'Neill's Long Day's Journey Into Night, starring Frederick March, Florence Eldridge, and Jason Robards. Comedies include The Happiest Millionaire with Walter Pidgeon, The Tunnel of Love with Tom Yule and Nancy Olson, and A Visit to a Small Planet, Cyril Richard and Eddie Mayhoff. And a handful of musicals, including Auntie Mame, starring Rosalind Russell, Bells Are Ringing, Judy Holliday and Sidney Chaplin, Happy Hunting with Fernando Lamas and Ethel Merman, New Girl in Town has Gwen Verdon and Thelma Ritter, and a famous comic strip comes to the stage, Lil Abner, with Peter Palmer in the title role. It also features Edith Adams and Stubby Kaye.
I'm past my prime.
What a shame.
And I'm losing time.
Guess the old clock's run down.
17 last spring.
My, what a wasted life.
Still without a ring.
Would you become my wife?
I'm past my peak.
Use an early antique.
Look at this physique.
Just hear the old bones creak.
Where there was a glow.
Ain't there a glow no more?
Now the wrinkles show.
Where are my Romeo?
Who'd think of marrying an octogenarian and
87-year-old hag?
When using this position, you lose your disposition.
All the time it's nag, nag, nag.
Life's like a song.
And the happiest thing.
When you're young and strong.
Every day is spring.
But it's just a crime.
You can't get off the dime.
When you're past your prime.
Use past your prime.
Get grumpy and gray.
Use on overtime.
Ain't making take home pay.
Every sun that sets.
All through the day all frets.
Brings you more regrets.
Enlarge your silhouettes.
Use climb the heights.
Eyes over the hill.
Of romantic nights.
My hand has lost its skill.
Comes the cruel dawn.
Us feeling pale and drawn.
boy has gone.
I ask you who's elated when you's Methuselated.
Like a mummy underground.
When you is antiquated, boys ain't it jettiquated.
They prefers you in the round.
Life's just like pie.
Huckleberry your peach.
When you're young and spry.
Everything's within your reach.
But it's just a crime.
How can it be sublime when you're past your prime? When you're past your prime.
That's Edie Adams and Stubby K. I'm Past My Prime from Lil Abner on Broadway this weekend in 1957. Hey, now why don't we take a look through the gossip pages, see what's going on with the famous and infamous. A couple of actresses are in Splitsville. Betty Davis breaking up her fourth marriage with Gary Merrill, accusing him of cruelty. And the fourth time wasn't the charm for Ginger Rogers either. She's done with Jacques Bergerac. But wedding bells for Jean Peters, the actress married Howard Hughes on May 13th. He's 51, she's 30. The stork visited tennis queen Maureen Little Mo Connolly. She's now 22. Her 25-year-old husband, Gorman Brinker, is a former Olympic equestrian. Their first child is a girl. Daughter of ex-president Harry Truman, Margaret, 33. And her husband, Elbert Daniel Jr., 44. An editor with the New York Times. They welcomed a son. And $64,000 question host Hal March and his one-time model wife, Candy Toxton, now have a son. Playwright Arthur Miller has been found guilty of contempt of Congress for refusing to answer questions about a communist meeting he attended in 1947. He was fined $500, sentenced to 30 days in jail, and disallowed a U.S. passport. That conviction would be overturned next year. Meanwhile, the public face of anti-communism, Joseph McCarthy, died on May 2nd at the age of 48 of acute hepatitis. Ezio Pinza passed on May 9th at 64. Silent film star turned director Eric von Stroheim on May 12th. He was 71. On May 16th, we lost Elliot Ness at the age of 54. And actress Lauren Bacall told Newsmen that she planned to sell the 14-room Hollywood mansion where she and husband Humphrey Bogart lived until he died back in January. She said she didn't feel sorry for herself, but there's too many associations and she can't live there anymore. And that's what was getting ink in the society pages here in the spring of 1957. Well, here's another bonus tune from this weekend, a little further down the charts. Percy Faith and his orchestra and chorus, Till.
To live. have you adored me till the rivers flow upstream, till lovers cease to dream. Till then I'm yours.
That's the orchestra and chorus led by 49-year-old Toronto native Percy Faith. That's Till. That reached number 63 here in the spring of 1957. Hey, let's give you another day's song now. That's our theme this weekend. And you probably had this one on your list, one of the all-time greats by Sophie Tucker.
You're gonna be so lonely. You'll miss my hugging. You're gonna miss my kissing. You're gonna miss me, honey, when I'm far away. I feel so lonely for you only, 'cause you know, honey, you've always had your way. You're gonna miss my kissing. Oh, you're gonna miss me, honey, when I'm far away. I feel so lonely for you only, 'cause you know, honey, you've always had your way. And when you leave me, you know it's gonna grieve me.
The 1927 smash for Sophie Tucker, One of These Days, and she was backed up by the Ted Lewis Orchestra. And we'll have more day songs coming after the break, plus more of the hits from this week in 1957 on Seems Like Old Times.